The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? It's Ralph Sutton and Big J Okerson on the SDR Show. This is going to be a strange and special episode as we talk to women that want to date me and women that used to date me. As Ralph, this is your sex life.
This is you laying down on the tracks for the show, buddy.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. I'm all for it. And we have Josh Adam Myers in as well. We do the show live every Wednesday, every Saturday. Jay's on at least half the time, sometimes more.
Yeah.
Try my best as I can.
Do my best.
And it's every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the code SDR at GasDigitalNetwork to get 20% off the whole network. Or just watch it free on YouTube. Stream it anywhere you'd stream it. We're just happy you're a part of the network. And here it is right now, the Ralph Getting Made Fun Of for an Hour episode of
GSDR. Yeah, Chaucer.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock. This is a hit show, show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hoe. It's weed, I beat, it's hocus and blow. It's art, you need to know. The SDR Show. Let's go.
Do, 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 do.
Makes me want a pogo.
Do, 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 do.
The Dead Deads.
You know,
are they defunct?
No, they are back in full swing lately.
Good.
Like,
nice.
Their Instagram was dead.
Hey.
For a while, and then lately...
I thought she was doing another project.
She was, but I think that they've... I also know, at one point, it was like, there was like dudes in the band.
I always want to... Meta, right?
Yeah, Meta Dead.
Meta, I don't want to call her... I call her by her name now, so yeah. I forget.
Because you're that cool?
No, I forget which. No, I just forget which. No, so it's like a text, she doesn't go, yo, it's...
Which is the one that... The blonde that actually did the song? Is that... I forgot her dead name.
It's Meta.
That's Meta? She's Meta Dead? Okay.
Lead singer.
Right, okay. I didn't know that was Meta. Because I forgot the other one. There was two that we were friends with.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't remember which
one. There's Meta Dead. They're Better Dead.
But no, Meta... But she's sweet. I'll actually probably see her in a couple weeks. She lives in Nashville.
Oh, so. She's cool. Yeah. And she did the acoustic version of the song.
Yeah.
Which I love. I love that version. It's great. Anyway, it is the SDR Show. We are in studio. Well, I am Ralph.
They did a full electric version of the song, Ralph. It was just called something else.
Yes.
They changed the words.
I know.
And they put a couple minutes of effort in for you. That's how much you mean to them.
Me, for us. What do you mean for me?
No. If they knew me like they knew me now, dude, they'd have fucking been in studio just
twirling
over lyrics.
I didn't realize you stayed in touch with them the whole
time. Wizard on the mountaintop.
Wizard?
It's not grandiose enough.
The first time back on the show since the double whammy fiasco of Sebastian Bach, Rob Halford, Josh Adam Myers is back.
Best two episodes of podcasting I've ever been a part of. I love
it. Pretty great.
Pretty great.
Ralph, I think the next drug thing, Shannon, support me on this if you think it's true. Only because I bought one yesterday and I forgot the kind of high it gets you. I want you to try your next drug to be weed, but a bong rip.
Oof.
Oh.
Dude.
I don't know. Weed doesn't do well for me. I feel like the one that I feel we should do, are you not going to do a drug with us? Or did you puss out? Like,
what
are you going to be... The GHB that we got from what's his name from Rude Jude.
You're gonna do
How
GHB?
Long has that been sitting around?
It doesn't go bad. How long
in
has it been?
Drawer.
Yeah, it doesn't go bad. He said keep it until you're ready to do it.
What's it do?
I don't know. He said the very finite amount based on your height and weight. Like
Jesus,
you got to know your body mass index.
No,
but we'll pick something. He just also Shannon just had Johnny Three Tears from Hollywood Undead on when we did SDR with him. You weren't on that episode, but he wants to come do drugs with us. And so does Jelly. Jelly
Biafrio?
Jelly Roll. I almost said Jelly Bean. Jelly Roll wants to do it also. They want to come in and do drugs with us. So we got to pick a fun drug for us all to do together.
Molly, ketamine. Dude. Molly.
But we've done Molly on the show.
I know.
Got to do ketamine, dude.
I've done Molly off the show.
Dude, just do a bump of K. Listen to some Oakenfold, bro. Just, you know.
We got to figure out what it is. I'm okay to repeat and do Molly if that's what it is.
Mushrooms.
We've done mushrooms.
Fentanyl? It's great. It's great.
Molly's a fun one. It makes for a good show.
So we'll figure it out. I'm not against doing Molly again, especially because Johnny Three Tears and Shannon in the same room on Molly.
Hello.
Hey now.
Are they having a thing?
No, I don't know.
He's married, but he's so hot.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there.
You've never described me like that ever, Shannon.
Not to your face.
He's taken, but oh my my. What a snack.
Goodness. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Follow us everywhere at the SDR show. This is going to be a weird one. I'll tell you why, Jay.
You doing rings now?
One ring. I don't know. I like this ring. I just got it.
Just bought a new ring?
I'd say it's about a year old.
Made a ring purchase.
Made a ring purchase at this age. You know what? It was promoted to me on Instagram. Can you promote it to me on Instagram?
Is it a corset for
your finger?
It's
like a corset for my finger. But I've gotten a lot of compliments on it.
It's very Xenomorph.
No.
Franchise.
You've got people saying, let me see that.
No. I had a lot of people say that it's a cool ring.
That's what you're supposed to say to somebody before you walk away and laugh at their ring.
Fine. Well, then that's happening a lot.
I don't know if you have good ring fingers. You're like me. They're cones.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with it.
Okay.
I'm fine with it. It was like $12. It was pitched to me on Instagram.
$12 ring you're bragging about now and you're committing to? You're going to die on that hill?
I'll still keep it on the whole episode. I'm very proud of it.
I hope this episode ends with the design of that thing in my face. You just punch me a square in the head.
Can you get this on there?
There it is, everyone.
There it goes.
Are you tired of having sand kicked in your face? Then order that out of the back of a comic book like Ralph did.
It's from Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, that's actually to decode something from a radio program.
It's very crumb.
You have to shine light through it, and then you get it.
It's a Goonies. It's a Goonies trap.
So normally, when we do concept shows,
just so you know, it's very shortly. Also, I'm gonna probably be getting a new piercing or two. So like, you'll be able to trash me.
Do you want to use this as like a model for what's gonna get pierced?
No, not that. But yeah,
you know, it's funny. Well, there was a guy that ran a jewelry store in the neighborhood once. It's unfortunately they're not. I mean, COVID killed everybody's business, but he's not there anymore. But he let me try and come up with designs for him, and he was going to model because he molded silver, but he never used any of my ideas.
What'd you give him?
I don't remember now. One of them was like an iron mask kind of thing, you know, like the old school iron mask as a ring, because I'd never seen that, and he was going to make a really gothic-y one, but it just never happened.
Should have got the fucking metal health.
That would have been cool. But he's gone now, so it'll never happen.
Is he dead?
No, the silversmith, if that's the right term, the store is gone. So
what happened? Do they come through and pillage his town?
They can't survive. They can't survive on $12 rings that I buy.
Pillage his town. I heard he's living with a leathersmith now.
So whenever we do these stunt shows, I don't know what a plan shows. I am
a stunt dude. You told me he goes, I have an idea, and you said I really like this, and I'm lonely. And I want to feel good about myself. And this is something I think can boost my spirits. It's been a rough quarantine.
Sounds verbatim.
It's boosted my spirits. And you said, when I can start running an 8-minute mile, I'm ready for love. Shut up. I'm ready for love. And this is that moment.
But this is only part of the whole night. That's the issue. So the idea here is, it's called Ralph, This Is Your Sex Life with a question mark, which I like that already. We had this contest and I hated it from day one. Just so you know, I'm going to explain it. Jay's story is probably not 100% accurate, I would say. But the social media team did this thing called the COVID Cuties, because at the time, Cuties was that movie that everyone got a lot of shit on because it was like child.
They get shit.
It's pretty bad.
Fucking aggressive dancing from minors?
From minors, yeah.
Come on, get over it.
And so they looked to find girls to date me. They made it look like I wrote it, and it was them, and I made them change all the thing. Whatever. We have four girls that are the finalists, I believe. I don't know who they are. And then we're going to bring on four girls I used to date, and you guys can ask questions of them. You're going to go from the four girls to two, and those two finalists are going to sit through, and you guys can ask four girls that I was involved with. Again, I had no picking of those four girls either. And then through all that, they get to ask those questions to girls too. And eventually we will pick a finalist who I will go on a date with. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I know nothing about this. I have no plans. Shannon, let me ask you this. Be honest.
Yes.
Whenever we do these games, when it's like the Rock and Roll Jeopardy or any of these things, I am 100% never involved with the questions.
Jay doesn't believe it, but that is correct.
All right. And I get I want it always to be 100% honest.
I believe you.
You don't believe me, though, because you shit on me anytime you lose.
Well, we're doing a goddamn show here, Ralph.
All right, so I don't know how this is going down, Shannon. I'm going to let you take control, and I have a feeling...
Oh, there was a little balderdash in the thing up my butt game.
No, there was not.
I know, I was a little
There
late
was there. Not.
There was some balderdash on
I would
that.
Never do that.
Oh, by the way, Jay, I'm going to tell you this now, by the way. One of the games we were going to do, I, as we know, I'm the creep on the show, and I will pitch Jay disgusting ideas, and either he'll say yay or nay, yeah. Right? And one of the ideas, I don't know if we need to get into what the idea was. Well, I'll tell the whole idea.
Christine stopped drinking, and my daughter turned 18.
Right, I get it.
That's,
I understand.
I'm saying that's the two things.
I get it. No, I understand. But and I have nothing. You know, I'm not married, no kids, no one to be in. My mother comes from comedy. She doesn't care. She'll watch these shows. She shared the episode of me, like, doing coke. Like, she doesn't. She gets it. You know, anyway. So the idea was called Beat Me to the Finish. And we were going to have a porn star show up at my house, a porn star show up at Jay's house. They were going to jerk us off while we watch wildly inappropriate videos like Holocaust.
You do like to watch
I Have a
what's
Dream.
What's the one they call it? Something Olympics?
I don't know.
It's like one video. It's like 10 minutes longer, and it's just like a baby getting hit by a train.
Okay, faces of death.
Yeah. It's called something. I can't remember what it's
called. And then
called,
to see who would finish during what is the thought. I thought it was funny. And what I did, which I don't have it here, but I was so sure that you were going to say yes. I wanted to play a video that I thought would really catch you.
Okay.
And through a varied jumps of people, I have a video of your mother saying, Jay, what are you doing? Stop that. It's disgusting.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't have it here. No, Sean doesn't have it here. But I was going to play it during that video. During that, I just think that would have been hilarious.
My mother saying that?
Yeah.
Oh, probably from, I don't know.
No, I recorded it with her.
Oh, you got my mom
I got
to do
it.
That.
Spoke to your mother.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I recorded it with her.
Yeah, my mom's badass, man.
She really did it great. It was phenomenal.
She'll jump in on, yeah.
And I even tell her what I said, it's a stupid thing we're doing. And she goes, no problem. What do you need? And 2 minutes later, it was sent to her, you know, and it will never, that unfortunately, that game will not happen. But this game,
yeah,
Shannon is taking control. It's not really a game. This is, I imagine, is going to be 45 more minutes of Let's Shit on Ralph, is what I think it's going
Come
to
on,
be.
Come on. Don't say
no.
That. Don't say things like that.
It's fine.
It's a big night.
All right, let's do it. Shannon, what do we got here?
Okay, so one quick change. We had one last minute dropout from the first portion, so we have three beautiful ladies for COVID.
Wow, so only one girl's
going to work.
Did she drop out when she saw my face just now and said, yikes?
No, she didn't. She didn't join.
She dropped out from your personality.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, don't worry, Ralph. It was your personality that made her drop out.
All right, so Shannon, go ahead. So we're going to go three? Maybe we keep all three on until the end? I don't know. No, that doesn't seem fair. Three, one is going to go. I guess we have to do it that way.
Yeah, so I guess we'll do one round of questions and then make one elimination and then keep two.
Fine,
the end.
Works for me.
Okay, so I'm going to...
How many questions do we get?
Each? We'll do each round, two questions each.
Okay. I don't get to ask any questions. I have no say in this until the end. I think this room looks too gray. I think we need an update of the Gas Digital Studios.
Yeah. Where do you want to go?
I don't know.
Black and red like Rogan?
That really... all right, Chana, we ready?
Yeah. So... Okay, so I'm going to bring the first lady on. Hold on 1 second. Okay, here she is.
Hello.
Wayne Apes.
She's a vapor.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so we'll let you do a quick introduction of yourself. Tell us a little bit about you.
I've known Lainey, asked me to do this since 2008, but I
she
just
asked
moved
you to do this since 2008. Wow.
Well, I assume you know each other since birth. Are you sisters with Lainey? It looks like Lainey.
I know. Well, I'm only half Jewish and I can't do Hebrew, but I have known her a long time. And I just moved back to California. This is my second night in my new apartment. I sublet my place in New York for 10 months. So I just got out of the pool and my hair's wet and that's it.
Fair enough.
Sick. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you in your bathing suit?
I literally just moved. So I'm in like a slip that I found in my suitcase. So, yes. Okay. And I used to teach English at the university here and I'm not teaching anymore, but I'm here to write a book for the next 9 months. And then I'll be back in New York. I'll be back in New York on October 1st. I sublet my place. Everything's good. I have vodka. Life is good.
If you heard that thumping noise, it was Ralph's dick hitting the floor. Writing a book. That's too many aspirations.
I mean, that's already she's smarter than me. It's going to be a problem.
What are you going to do? What, are you going to leave the house unattended?
I'm also a tutor. I tutor college kids and also 12th graders with college applications.
Wow. Mm. A smart woman.
How about 50-year-olds who live life like they're in a dorm room?
I'm good at decorating apartments for cheap. I redid my apartment on the Upper East Side during the coronavirus with all the money I wasn't spending on theater. So I'm actually really good at budgeting and used things.
What would you do with a no real reason in the world to have it autographed gold CD of Motley Crue's greatest hits?
Platinum.
Framed.
Platinum.
I would be very honored. But I can't actually name a Motley Crue song.
Oh, wow. Well, oh, that Jesus. Hurts.
Ooh.
That hurts. I'm a Broadway. Oh, I'm a theater critic in New York.
Oh, man. You don't know anything about Motley Crue? Oh, my God. Do I envy you?
No, I know, Tommy.
Do I envy you? Ralph is going to regale you with this three times he high-fived Vince Neil. And...
Wait. Was Heather Locklear married to Tommy Lee of Motley Crue? Oh,
there you go.
You're on to something.
Dot, dot, dot. Tommy Lee steered a boat with his dick. Dot, dot, dot. Now he's married to Josh's ex-girlfriend.
He's married to my ex-girlfriend.
He is?
He is, yeah.
That girl, Brittany something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank you, buddy.
Better for him.
Better on Van Halen than I am on Motley Crue.
Right. Trying to get some brownie points. I get it.
Ralph's heard of Van Halen. He's more of a David Lee Roth guy, solo stuff.
I'm a purist.
How do you feel about Sammy Hagar?
Well, 5150 is one of my sit-up, but, you know, workout songs. So, I mean, I know that you're supposed to like David Lee Roth better than Sammy Hagar, but I actually think the Sammy Hagar Van Halen is better for working out.
Blasphemy!
Are you a purist, Josh?
I just think the David Lee Roth incarnation. Yeah, it's the best.
It's better, but it's a different band.
Ralph, she vapes.
She vapes. Oh, that makes Shannon happy, I'm sure.
What flavor juice do you vape on?
This is called Maximum Overdrive, which is sort of like a mid-CDC homage.
So it's a Green Goblin semi-truck.
Was that your guy's first round of questions?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
Yes?
Okay. All right, yeah, so move on to
questions. One more question each.
We have one more question each. I have so many questions to ask.
How do you feel about men wearing medieval rings?
I studied Chaucer.
I don't even know.
I don't know what that means. That's
that's the biggest medieval poet in history.
God, guys, like read a book once in a while.
you don't know Chaucer.
Chaucer.
Don't act like you know Chaucer.
Canterbury Tales.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've heard of that. Okay. I've heard of that.
Should open with that.
I don't know anything about it, but I've heard of it.
I didn't read it. Yeah.
Well, don't worry. Ralph's finger's wearing a corset.
Yeah, I can.
Don't worry. Before he fingers you, he lets it go, and then it's really get some beef to it.
It's my little Chaucer homage.
It's more of a trainer.
Looks like the Tool Undertow album cover.
Are you going to adopt any of the Hollywood lifestyle and get work done while you're out there, say an anal bleaching or maybe a Brazilian butt lift?
Well, I'm originally from Los Angeles, and I'm going to be 49 in about 6 weeks. So, you know, of course, I've had a little zap, but I...
Hang on, Ralph just fell asleep. Ralph!
What happened?
Ralph,
is there someone we're talking to?
Sorry, Ralph nodded off when he heard your age.
I don't believe it because women can't be 49.
You look fabulous. I would have never guessed 49.
Oh, we lost her.
Yeah.
Oh, there she's back.
I can't believe 50 is 14 months off.
I would have said 30 tops or Jewish 24.
We have three other girls to get to, so we probably move to the next, or two other girls to get to, sorry.
Jeez, Ralph, why don't you just shove her right along?
I'm just saying, we have an hour show.
It was lovely to meet you.
Bye.
Stand by.
Hey, stand by. Oh, look at that.
Is one of my sister?
What's happening?
She's taking bong rips.
Oh, I remember Curvy Mary.
Here's your next contestant. Mary, would you like to get through a little introduction? Oh, you're muted.
She's muted. Mary's muted.
But she's going to work, though. Wesley Snipes.
She doesn't realize she's muted.
can you unmute yourself, Mary?
She still doesn't realize that she's muted. She doesn't understand.
She is high as fuck right now.
She doesn't understand that she can't hear her at all. That's great.
Jenny McCarthy?
Hey.
Yay. My friend fixed it.
Hey, we remember you.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Curvy Mary. Interesting pinup collection you have there.
Thank you. This is my 90s porn wall.
Yeah, I see Jenny McCarthy.
Who's the dude?
Yes.
Wesley Snipes. Come on. Come on, dude.
This one's Wesley Snipes.
Ralph, you can't be an adult wearing rings and not know Wesley. You can't wear that vampire key ring.
My blade ring. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you get into the vampire clubs. Kirby Mary, good to see you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
I like the neon lips.
Where do you live?
I'm going for more of a hot pink aesthetic now.
Where do you live, Mary?
In the LA area.
Two LA girls.
When are you supposed to have these dates?
Well, when the world opens up, I would assume. When we planned this, we didn't realize this would still be going on as long as it's going on.
How long have you been setting this up for?
It was a couple months ago.
She was just here in November.
Ah, see? We should have done this back then.
Hell yeah. Well, Kirby Mary, this is my friend Tall Ralph.
We've met, sort of.
Yeah. Well, we did the same thing through Zoom.
Big J.
What up? This is Josh over here. Josh used to bang the girls. He used to bang the girls married to Tommy Lee now.
Yeah, that's what he's known for mostly.
Yeah,
that's my number one credit.
Yeah. So
Brittany Garland shout out.
Sorry to turn those purple panties black, but you're about to get soaked when you hear this guy's fucking peg list.
Oh, I'm not wearing any panties.
Shut your mouth. Show Josh. Not for me, but show Josh.
Can I show that on this show?
Yeah, totally.
Josh, Kirby Mary. I mean, come on.
Josh got leukemia today.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got titties.
Those are titties.
There they are.
And then we've got pussy.
Whoa.
Oh.
Damn. Opened Hello. Up. Kirby Mary, wow. You don't fuck around.
Kirby Mary came to dance.
Kirby Mary, if you win, will you make me a promise that you don't have sex with Ralph on that first date? So it's just a hilarious thing where he's like, dude, she showed her pussy
yes,
in the show.
I will give She's him going to fuck. All the time.
I mean, just freeze him up.
Like ready to explode. And yeah. Then just be like, see ya.
Even if you let him,
I'm very used to that.
Yes, I'm all about the tantra and the edging and all that good.
If you even just let him do the hot dog bun thing where he lays his dong between your cooch lips but doesn't go in, and then you go, I got a call. I just got word. I get to
Isn't that what children think wet sex is?
Not anymore.
Is there a name for that thing? I never heard that. The hot dogging thing.
I mean, it just looks like a hot dog, doesn't it?
I get it.
I guess depending on the beef of the lips. Kirby Mary looked like she was a thin-lipped woman, so it might not be so hot dog bun.
It might not be as much as a slide.
I'm not a thin-lipped woman, and you have no idea what I can do to a dick with my mouth. Actually, right before this, I blew somebody on the radio while humming Christmas carols.
Full day.
I don't want to suck a dick, but
nothing,
I'll tell you what.
If we could
simulate a dick in my mouth with something that's not a dick, I'm pretty sure I could do that, too. I'm not trying to call you out, Mary. I'm just saying. I'm pretty sure I could do that, too.
I would think that the back of a plastic... Is that too big?
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
You could do that while singing Christmas
Look at Janet's
carols?
Face.
Yes.
No shit. You're like the female Peter Frampton. She's like, Frampton comes alive. Good night.
You can't see my necklace very well, probably, but it says come slut.
Mm.
Nice.
My mother has the same necklace.
Do you enjoy cum? I know. I bought it for you.
I've got another one to try. Let's see how far.
No, my God, no. Come on now.
No, you can do it.
You can do it.
Oh, my God. I feel like she's doing the old trick it's going to the back behind her mouth and we don't see it. But
here's the good news, Mary. Yeah. You could probably get like half of my dick in your mouth. That's great news. Okay. I'll tell you, a lot of girls can't. It's just all head.
That's why you're big, right?
I have a super short dick, but it's got a head like a fucking pool float.
Any other questions for Miss Kirby Mary before we move to the third?
Yeah, Ralph's old. Is that okay with you?
I'm old. I'm going to be 51 in a week.
Guys are older than me, and I am older than I look, just so you know.
Do you believe that Ralph could fuck his Yoda like wisdom into you?
That was like a compliment almost, though.
Yeah.
You're
a wise old man.
I like that. Bear of wisdom.
I will take that. I will gladly take that compliment, Jay. I'm not used to you saying nice things about me.
Do you prefer webs upon webs of cum as a cum slut, or do you like more of like where, you know, it makes a little Lake George in your belly button?
I swallow.
Always.
Yeah, she looked like she swallowed.
Always.
What about for the man who's an observer of his work, though? You see, I like to do a little Pollock work, zigzag across.
Sometimes I let it, like, trip out. And then like,
yeah, that's not bad. But I like to like lace it up and cross your boobs. Like I'm trying.
You seem to get really involved with your cum.
Yeah, no,
yeah, he's very ropey.
Like you gotta come on my tits and then rub your cum right into my nipples. It feels so fucking good.
I you're probably talking to Ralph because you probably could already tell that I would know that. Ralph, but you should listen up though. Write that down.
Have we fucked? I mean,
I've been making notes.
Josh,
I feel
you
like
have a final question.
Josh, you need to find a question. But by the way, I feel like Kirby Mary's gonna end up blowing Jay by the end of this.
What is if you get one night with Ralph, what's your main goal for that night?
Fucking Bert Convy over
it's
here.
A fucking good question.
I'm gonna ride him on his Peloton bike.
Oh wow, she follows my Instagram then.
There you go.
Yes, I do.
Then she's gonna knock you out and steal your Peloton bike,
yeah,
dude.
For having a Peloton.
Let's do it on GHB night, yeah. So Ralph passes out and you can take all of his shit.
All right. We'll move on to contestant three, Shannon. Thank you very much.
Fucking bong rip.
Kirby Mary.
Hell yeah.
Ripping bongs on the show.
That's what I do. That's what I did the before I came here.
Our third and final, Shannoons.
Tommy Wiseau.
You're muted.
You're muted. A lot.
Okay. I'm here.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. What is your name?
My name is Nadia. And I got wrapped up into this because I saw the post for like the thing and I was like, oh, I know him. So it's all good. But I feel like I'm a little like over my head. But it's all good.
Meaning you don't want to pull out your tits and talk about being a cum slut?
Yeah, no.
You don't have anything to deep throat for us?
Well, that then I'll save my first question. Are you, in fact, a cum slut? I guess no. The answer is going to be no on that.
Yeah.
Look, Ralph, you don't have to be a cum slut to be with Ralph. You just have to be...
That was the title of my second book, by the
way. Yeah, you just have to be... you can be a second generation in this beautiful country and... If you're preferably under 25 is a big route.
I will say this, though, in the interest of full disclosure, though, we have met before. She was in the studio once,
yes.
Right? Yeah. So she came here when Seymour was took photos. She came in, but forgot who was here that night. It was a guest that you wanted to meet.
Rue Jude.
Yeah, that's right. So you were here. That's right.
Speaking
I remember
of GHB.
That was also crazy because you had some chick sucking dude's dicks. Blindfolded and guessing who they were.
Sucking Rue Jude's dick.
No. This was the night that we did the international street meet.
Great game. That was a great game. Guessing someone's
ethnicity by the taste of their penis.
Well, she was on point.
Size helps. Yeah, she did good.
She got it right.
Really no better than...
she was 7 for 8.
It was okay, yeah.
It was like 3 for 5, I think, or 2 for 5, something like that. Yeah. It was funny, but the best part about it was our, at the time, intern, who went first, she thought was black, and then when she went to everybody else, she switched it to him being Asian.
Yeah.
And we got it right?
Yeah. No, it was wrong.
She couldn't tell on the first swipe around. She thought he was black right away and then felt every other dick and was like, oh, that definitely wasn't the black one.
And then thought it was
Now it was, in fact, the smallest one.
Yeah, it was great.
Asian.
All right, so that's why we're getting off topic here, guys.
I'm very sorry. How old are you?
I'm 38. I had to think about that.
I wouldn't
You're
guess
great.
That at all. Yeah, you look
You're
great.
You're great. I thought you were late 20s.
Thank you.
Is Ralph too old at 50?
51 in a week and a half.
At 51 in a week and a half?
I mean, that's okay.
Wow.
For what?
Like, generally, because, I don't know, like, I'm okay with, like, older dudes, but not, like, too old. Like, if he was, like, 60, I'd be, like, uncomfortable, because then that's just too much.
But what about, so it's when he's 60, what if you guys work out, he's 60 and you're mid-40s?
48, yeah.
I'll be older than me. That's, like, kind of old.
You don't care anymore. It's fine. You'll just settle up with this old bag of bones.
That's relationship. Hot.
That's romantic.
Are you looking for long-term or just... A little fun.
Honestly, right now, I don't even know what I'm looking for because I just got out of something during COVID. Ooh, so it was like...
Funny, Kirby Mary just got out of something right before the show, apparently.
Hey.
A little comedy.
But yeah, so basically, and I also noticed that you cook good.
Yes, I do.
And that's, it was very impressive.
Although Jay likes to shit on those pictures.
Well, my question is, you said he cooks good. Why? Because he has pictures.
He always...
No,
yeah,
no, no.
Because he has Instagram.
It's pictures. It's pictures of food. What does that mean?
So maybe you I plate well.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
No, I mean, I can't even make that shit. You make like that vegan-y, vegetarian shit. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah. She's like,
shit a lot. My shit is like rice, beans, steak. Like that kind of shit.
Well, you got an Argentinian on your hand. All right. Well, Ralph, so you're not that old to her. She thinks that's fine.
She likes my food.
She likes pictures of food. She's unaware if she likes your actual food.
Can I ask you to?
Yeah, I am unaware. It looks good, but.
Can I ask you to remove your glasses?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys.
She's hot.
I stare at a computer all day, so. I keep that shit on.
You're really hot.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, I think she's a dude.
Hang on. Ralph had a couple. Ralph, I'm getting a question. Are you a squirter?
In the past, maybe here and there.
Ralph, definitely not.
Yeah. With me, no. They don't have to worry. If it's something you don't want to happen, you don't have to be worried.
Yeah, Ralph has a curved penis, but it's the way no one likes. Southwest. Southwest. It's making a U-turn. That's fantastic. Where do you live?
I live in Jersey.
That's huge.
Now we're back on the East Coast.
That's big. This can happen now. This could totally happen. Would you be prepared not to have sex with Ralph, of course, on the first date, but would you be willing to deep throat a series of various colored dildos?
No.
Just to keep in line with whatever, just to keep in line with all the questions, some people were offering up other information. Do you have a hot dog bun like vagina lips, or would you say thinner lips, like that of like let's say a banker or something?
A banker? I get it now.
Colombian.
So the lips are darker than the rest of her body.
Everything.
No, totally.
I don't know the connotation of Colombian pussy lips. Is there one?
I'll tell you what. Yes, I was married to a Colombian before. You can get a dark outer lip, but that makes the inside pink pop like fireworks. Dude.
Okay, that's interesting. But you're basing it on a sample size of one.
I'm basically going to sample size of one, yes, I believe so.
That could be a flawed sample size.
No, but don't you never watch a Hispanic pornography, Ralph?
Well, we've established that I am not big on the pornography, and you shit on me for that. And then you're going to hit me and then leave, and then...
I can't believe that.
Hey, so just so you know, Ralph just doesn't watch pornography, so if there's something you want to know about Ralph, it's that he's starting off as a liar.
and a metal jewelry-wearing liar.
You want to be hanging out with the guy wearing metal rings?
Crom.
Okay, guys, so I'm going to bring all three contestants on the screen, and then we can make our first elimination.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing new sponsors, brand new here at the SDR Show, brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers professional counseling done securely online. That's the thing now. You can't go in.
I think after this episode, I'm going to need some counseling, to be honest with you.
Yeah, probably. That was a lot. I appreciate it. You're giving it today, dude. You're giving it big. If you feel like there's something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, definitely check out BetterHelp. Who doesn't need it right now? This is the craziest times we're in. I am doing therapy now, which I haven't done.
You're doing telehealth therapy?
Sometime. Yeah, I'm doing this. Yeah, BetterHelp, help me out. It's me and Christine, actually. It's been very helpful because you don't even realize how much you're slowly cracking.
Oh, for sure.
And it's, even if you're like, well, I'm okay, I'm living. It doesn't matter. The depression still kicks in. It's amazing. Once you sign up, BetterHelp's going to match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you'll be able to communicate with them in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online, and they're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So it's easy and free to change counselors if needed.
And also, I know for sure that if you're running low on cash, they do have like financial aid to help you out as
well. They do. Yes, it's amazing. If money is tight right now, which it is for a lot of people, financial aid is available. Basically, BetterHelp wants to help you start living a happier life today. So we have a great deal for you here. If you go to betterhelp.com/SDR, you can join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. New testimonials are posted daily. And if you go to betterhelp.com/SDR, that's better, HELP.com. You're writing it right now in your foggy shower mirror.
You know, half their clients, girls that used to date me.
Oh, absolutely true. And you'll get 10% off your first month if you tell them that. One more time, it's betterhelp.com/SDR for 10% off your first month. All right.
Sorry, good.
No, you.
All right, let's get back in.
Okay.
I mean, I know who I'm picking, but I don't get a pick.
You don't get a pick.
I like that you're wearing the SDR show shirt, by the way.
It's great.
That's a really good-looking hoodie. Is that on the website of podcastmerch.com? I hope it is.
No.
All right. Well, it's still a good shirt.
I got all my own hoodies made.
That's a really good one. Whoa. All right. So you guys, you're making the first elimination.
Okay.
So we're going with who we're eliminating first?
You're eliminating one. You could keep, or you're saying the two you want to keep. I don't care how you do it.
I will be eliminating girl number one.
Why? Your reason?
Do you want to read? Because I like the other two a little bit more. I like the conservativeness of the Colombian, who's gorgeous, and then I like that the other one showed her pussy. And
it's funny how they're 180s of each other.
Yeah, they're the complete opposites. And you're very sweet up there, the LA professor. You're great. You're great, professor.
What's number one's name?
Victoria.
Victoria.
And Mary and Natalia. Right?
Yeah, Nadia. I think that's right. Nadia.
Nadia. Got it. I already forgot the first one. Victoria. I got it. I think.
But by the way, guys.
Yes.
It's not that you both choose to eliminate one. You have to both agree on who you're eliminating.
That's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem because I was going to go with somebody else.
All right, well, then we can
Shannon should be a tiebreaker.
Shannon can be the tiebreaker. That's fine. In both cases, Shannon can be the tiebreaker.
All right, I'd like to hear Jay's.
I'll go. Nadia, you're gorgeous. I'm going to give you a big old heave-ho, and I'll tell you why. One, part of me as a father thinks I'm saving you. And two,
let me say this. She knows the show.
I know, dude, but you guys are going to clunk.
I think she's a keeper. I think you're crazy.
She's absolutely a keeper.
I think you're fucking me on purpose.
Not arguing that. I'm fucking you over? Do you know how rude that was to everybody else on the show? You were only drinking water and you said some shit like that? That's crazy. I'm fucking you over?
I understand you're choosing her because you think I might like her is what I'm saying.
No, that's the opposite of what I'm saying. This girl, no. Here's what I'm not worried. All these girls have it together. I'm not arguing. Curvy Mary, by the way, is naked.
I think your rationale.
Thing. Look, all these girls got their shit together.
She's blowing dudes into just
bong rips next to a Wesley Snipes poster is great. Don't worry. I was doing that right before this show, Mary. Don't worry about it.
The Wesley Snipes poster.
Same thing. Wesley Snipes poster behind me at all times. No. Here's the thing. Curvy Mary is going to show you the time of your life for sure. You're going to go out. You're going to get the full value of a dating game date, particularly.
Mm-hmm.
You and Nadia have zero chance of working out, dude. I know you, buddy. You're not going to change your life for what this situation would require. She has her own shit together. It's just...
She has nice Christmas lights in the background.
Right. You need somebody to dominate, dude. And in the short term, I want to say about Victoria. Victoria has her shit all together, too. She's a professor, right? She's a professor? No?
She was a critic or something.
Sure. But you've got your shit going on. You're writing a book. You're out there. You're creative. You got your shit going on.
She's subletting apartments. She's living bi-coastal.
She's 2 years younger than you only. She likes a nice martini. She knows Lainey, so the girl parties for sure. Lainey doesn't have any square friends. They're all some kind of secret fucking swinger party people. She's probably not even in California. She's in hedonism right now. Getting ready to get straight up dick down by Dominican dudes. But I think, the other two, that makes Victoria and Mary make sense to me more for this of a game. Nadia is going to go out with you pure novelty. She likes Rude Jude, dude. Yeah.
She likes radio people.
You think it's because he's a radio guy?
I don't like radio people, but I do like Rude Jude.
Yeah, but Rude Jude, I'd say this, fits in the wheelhouse.
Oh yeah, Ralph, you're a 50-year-old wigger, are you?
No, but he is a. I don't mean that. He is a crass radio guy. Some might describe me as a crass radio guy.
You're not crass.
I just said something that pissed you off.
Dude, Rude Jude goes there.
Yeah, he does. I hear a lot of talking in the background.
I know Curvy Mary's wants to know if she can fuck Rude Jude now.
Yeah.
No, that's my roommate Kendall Lee Ryan.
Sorry.
There she goes. Hello.
Exactly what I thought.
Shannon,
like.
In the interest of moving the show along,
no one loves Big J.
I think Shannon needs to make a decision.
Love this.
I hate this. Hate having to make the decision.
You hate to have to send someone away from having to go out with Ralph?
Okay.
They came on their own volition.
I want to kind of want to keep all three of them.
Nadia said she is terrified of what's happening here.
She did not say terrified.
Curvy Mary was close to queefing champagne out, and I would have a standing ovation for that. And Nadia, she's a good person. She's not cut out for this world.
Well, Shannon, if it makes
Victoria will dip her toes into it. Victoria will write a book about it. Yeah.
I'm supposedly not to have any voice in this. I'm not supposed to make any decisions
on this. You can't have any voice because Curvy Mary's going to shove her horsetail butt plug right in your mouth when she pulls it out.
Well, I'll put this out there. And if Jay and Josh are okay with it, do all three of you have the time to hang out till the end of the episode?
Yes.
Nadia doesn't want to do
go.
It. Yeah, Nadia's got shit to
Nadia
do.
Let go.
All right, Nadia, I'll cut you.
Okay, that made the decision.
I can't.
That was very funny, though.
Let Nadia go.
Right. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, before you go, you want to do a pussy trick or anything at all? Or
any kind of pussy trick at all?
No? Okay. Well, then, Merry Christmas to you. Good. Merry Christmas to you and your clearly still together parents.
And your parents were together.
My parents are together. Yeah.
I know, but you're vaping in a bathroom at an Airbnb.
Nadia,
you fuck Ralph.
Nadia, you dodged a bullet.
96.
You dodged
Thank
a bullet,
you for
Nadia. You're welcome, Nadia.
We lost her.
Having me, though. It was an honor.
No, of course. Thanks for doing. If you want to stick around, I think on the break of the show, we're going to have a little musical number, and Curvy Mary's going to sit on that bong. That's right, everyone. The entire thing. Right down.
All right. So the girls are going to go away for a moment, and we'll
okay.
get back to you guys.
Thank you, Nadia. All right. So now those two girls are going to be in hold as we go to the next part of this.
Nice.
Okay. So, that was interesting.
We nailed it.
I think you did. You both nailed it.
Buddy, first of all, hilarious. You said you're fucking me.
I just meant because you said it like you seem like.
No, I'm telling you, it seems like nothing about that thought that was a real clip.
I get his rationale 100% now.
But I mean, she, I think, was the most genuine. She actually saw the post and then hit me up and said, can I go join in? I said, do whatever you want to do. So I think that it showed that she actually was interested.
She wanted to get out pretty quick.
Yeah,
once
she didn't. She didn't want to
I think
be
once
involved.
She saw.
I don't think it's nothing to do with like you. I'm not even taking a dig on the thing. I think she was like, oh shit, this is like a thing.
I don't think she realized that there'd be tits out and vaginas out.
Yeah, no one either. Did. I didn't, there was no warning, and then she just pulled sniz front camera.
She did. She fucking laid curtain.
Shannon looks like she's having a very hard time right now.
With her friend there.
Turn around. Look at Shannon. She looks miserable.
I'll say extra points for Curvy Mary if when she comes pops back up on camera, that bong is halfway inside of her.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's already
there. She's scissoring her roommate.
Yeah, scissor her roommate. This is all bonus point stuff. For me, you're scissoring your roommate? That sounds like Ralph's going to have a good time. But do you see, I had real reasons why I thought the other two.
The other reason why I thought was logical was that she lived in Jersey as opposed to.
I agree with that.
That was a big plus.
That was actually why I was going to lean towards her. Yeah. However, I'm just saying, honestly, Curvy Mary is going to be a wild fucking night story for you.
Of course.
For sure. And the other lady would have Victoria, I think, would have a good time. I think you guys can do something fun that you like to do.
Right.
Good conversation. And I think she's 49, dude, and looking for a date. Things aren't, she's not going to make you hold out, dude. She might fucking suck you cock right in an Uber.
You told them all not to have sex with me on the first date.
I did no such thing.
Did you not?
I told Curvy Mary not to.
You told, you told both of them not to.
I told Curvy Mary particularly not to.
I don't know. I think you said both of them.
I have no problem with Victoria having sex on the first date. Curvy Mary, I want you to get all worked up. She's going to be like, oh, it's just, and then when you're going to be like, well, we are going to fuck at least, right? And she goes, nah. Thank you. Thank you for Morton's Steakhouse.
Morton's. To Morton's? Taking Curvy Mary to Morton's?
Thank you for Golden Corral.
Yeah, thank you.
I really enjoy it.
Hope you enjoy your sizzler platter.
Yeah.
So now I think, by the way,
it was sirloin tips and the bar?
I don't think we would go out tonight. I thought we'd stay home and be Stouffer's people.
Shannon looks troubled, everybody.
Shannon!
I'm okay.
Shannon, what's wrong?
Everybody on camera, that's all.
What?
I'm just trying to get everybody on camera so we're good for the next.
Okay,
is Mary sitting on that bong? What are you freaking out about?
I hope so.
She's not.
You said Tommy Wiseau. That's the greatest riff ever.
It was completely.
She
was really gorgeous, but it was like when she first came on, just like the cut of the hair and like the also. She had a crazy glare, like in the sun. So you really could.
It's funny though, because I remember when she was here, I was like, "Oh my god, that girl's so pretty,
so pretty."
Yeah, yeah. No, that girl's really pretty. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Funny. All right, Chan, you ready to do this?
Girls. I date Victoria. Her. Victoria's cute, and Victoria stood up. Fucking 49.
Very good body.
49.
Oh yeah, dude,
surprising.
She was like, "Oh, this slip. Oh, I just pulled found it this out and, of a thing."
and when we turn the camera back on, just so you know, Curvy Mary is going to be DPing homewares.
With her roommate.
Yeah. She goes, this is my ninja food processor and my blender.
All right, Shannon, you ready?
Yes.
All right. So now we are doing the second part of this where now the finalists can delve into a little bit of my past with ladies that have been in my life in one way, shape, or form that I'm not sure exactly which ones they are.
One way, shape, or form.
I was asking them questions.
I was told, yeah, you can ask them whatever you want. And there was a list of girls I heard they were going through, and I don't know exactly who the final girls are.
I love this.
Okay, so I'm going to share the screen.
It's
now.
Brittany Furlon.
Okay, what? I know who you are. Oh, she got my Bronzo Sensuality in the background.
Bronzo.
Hi, Bronzo.
And she's wearing an SDR shirt. All right, so I want to give. Can I give the background on you? Is that allowed? Or would you rather do it yourself?
Sweetheart, I love you.
Bass player from Jack Off Jill.
And happy pre-birthday.
Thank you. So, Kathy, it's actually, I would say, my first real girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say? Like, I think I was 22. And we dated for about...
I was.
Yeah, and we dated for 5 years, almost. Is that right? Oh, hey. Look at that. Lewis is here. Everyone's here. We dated for about 5 years. Is that right?
What am I missing?
No, someone walked in. We dated for about 5 years, Kathy?
Yes, sir, but like in intervals.
Yeah, and you cheated on me how many times?
One fuckface, and don't try to act like it's
how many more.
One is too many.
How many
though?
More were there, Ralph?
I think it's probably at least 6 or 7 that she cheated on me with.
Genuinely.
I think she did.
I mean, she does have a Lorenzo Oil poster.
That's me. That's me. That's me.
Oh, that's you?
That's Bronzo Sensuality, dude.
Hello. Wait. I'm sorry.
I don't know the history of this.
Oh, it's a thing. It was one on Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
Sal put it on the background of Impractical Jokers.
Wait, I don't know if I can do it. Wait, I'm going to try. Wait, hold on one sec. This is the best. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
This is what I brought to Impractical Jokers for when I took my son to his birthday.
That's cool.
That's great.
That's really cool.
That's great.
That's really funny. Yeah, we dated for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She would every once in a while just
threesomes?
Leave. Oh no, we never. We afterwards, like we actually years later we did.
Oh,
but we stayed friends for all these years. We're friends
I missed that. What did we do years later? Because my fireball dropped.
Threesomes.
We did years. No, we did not.
One time, Shannon. One time,
Shannon.
Shannon. One time,
oh,
Kathy.
Shit.
One time, you know we did. But she would.
Who was the third person?
I'm not going to say it on air.
Jog their memory.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we're not going to say it on air.
Lita Ford.
Lita Ford. No, she was in a Love Hate video and a Guns N' Roses video back in the day.
Nice.
Did I miss out any others?
Not proud of it. What?
No, like that. You looked amazing in those videos. Jesus Christ! That was after we broke up. We know when you if you break up with a girl and you got to see their stupid videos on TV, it was really fucking annoying.
No, I don't know that.
She broke
up. Well, you want to talk breakup stuff? So we have breakup stuff. How about the fact that when Ralphie and I broke up, I got a mixtape delivered to the doorman with End of the Road by Boyz II Men.
Oh, did I do that? I did that? Or you did that?
My Lord.
Is it? I did that? Are you
Kathy,
can I ask
you a question? Kathy, what the fuck are you dressed for? You are dressed, that's like a, should not just be sitting here outfit. That's a going out outfit. Is this for Ralph?
I'm
you did this for Ralph?
Honestly, I'm just wearing a vest and look at this. Wait, Jay, wait, this is a tank top that Ralph made me and sincerely, show me the fuck up.
What's happening here? Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, so Ralph made this for me.
It came with a mixtape.
Wouldn't it be fucking fantastic?
Yes.
No, but seriously, every single letter is broken up, but the K is not.
Oh, he gave you a bunk one.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. You get, he's right, by the way.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Yeah, but...
No, and.
Yeah, the K. The K is too
strong. I see that. The K's, yeah, yeah. All right, we see it now.
Yeah.
And.
All right, well, there we go.
Not you a guys have a final question?
Yeah, you want to ask her anything else before we move on to the other girls?
JDU.
Is Ralph a good lover?
It's not fair. Ralph? It was 30 years ago.
Is
September,
Ralph,
even though it's only December, September will be 30 years ago when we first dated. Yes.
I promise he hasn't got much better.
If anything, I got worse.
Well, I would fucking hope to God you better have got way better.
You know,
Jesus Christ.
She said it was garbage.
You know what she did? By the way, she's the one that...
Wow.
She made me...
It was not garbage. It needed... tweaking and helping, and that's all.
She's the one that taught me how to go down on a girl because I thought it was icky when we were dating.
Is that true?
That's 100% true.
For fuck's sake, yes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's bad.
I thought it was disgusting.
He had to practice on your puss.
She refused to. Yeah, she did. We would do it in like 20-second intervals, and I would stop because I thought it was disgusting.
Well, you should go.
Yeah, it was like this. Like, he's got it over with.
Well, you got dusted in the pussy eating contest.
Yeah, that's true too. Sort of. All right, Kathy. Any other questions for Kathy?
Have legit like your lay time just like been awful at oral, and that's how you roll.
Yeah, I think it's true. I'm very proud of it.
I do have another question. Is it necessary for Ralph to have Magnum condoms, or are they just for show and then he puts on regular size ones?
Okay, they're for show, but I will give him all the props in the girth, not the length.
There you go.
I knew you were girthy.
Fair enough. Fucking fair enough. I'll
Girth, Wind, and Fire.
That's me. My nickname.
Fucking Chode Sutton.
All right. I'm not gonna.
Let's ask that. Hold on. Wait a minute. The two girls that are the finalists, do they have a question for Kathy before we move on?
Yeah. Any other questions about Ralph's bullfrog?
Stumpy Joe.
We have two other girls, I believe, to get to. So any other questions for Kathy to the girls?
Kathy, you've been fantastic.
Does he know who Chaucer is?
Oh, God.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, girl. What?
Chaucer? You know, the Canterbury Tales, the greatest beginning of the British canon poets?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Really? Wow.
Does he know who Chaucer is?
I do not.
She does. She does know.
I know who Chaucer is, and Ralph, with the wow, you can completely suck my dick, but... Okay, what's your question?
Yeah. No, I was just wondering. I mean, sucking dick is one thing, and knowing who, like, started the British canon poetic tradition is another thing. So, I mean, they're not mutually
exclusive. I want Natasha back.
I think it's really half those a dozen of one.
Those aren't mutually exclusive. And for Christ's sake, Mary.
Oh, there you go.
Mary, where is that bong, and why is it
so prominently displayed to the right of you?
No. First of all, Chaucer... Most important thing about Chaucer is gay. He's the dirtiest fucking poet of that era.
Goddamn right.
I think that's the most important.
Go this way.
Thing.
A lot of people don't know.
You know, it's funny when we came in
Canterbury Tales was the first Bukkake scene.
You know, I for sure thought as I was walking in tonight, we're going to talk a lot about Chaucer. I really believe that. All right, let's move on.
I think we do all the classics before this is over.
Shannon, we got to move on to the next call. We're running out of time here.
Okay, one more.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome, Duty Balls.
Duty Balls. I like
her.
Okay,
here comes our next guest.
I like her.
I know her forever. I know her 30 years.
Why don't you stay with her instead of fucking letting
her go? She would cheat on me all the fucking time. That's why.
Oh, dude, she was hanging out with Love and Hate and the other thing you said.
Okay, Jamie, if you can just unmute your mic.
Me?
No, Jamie.
Oh, I think it's a Jamie.
Me, not me.
Hey, Jamie.
Oh, I know this is a good story.
Jamie, yeah. Do you want to introduce yourself and tell us how you know Ralph?
He's a pig.
Really?
I was going to say, are you facing your abuser right now?
I wish, because I'd really compliment him and tell him straight up that he's been the most kindest gentleman that I've ever met before he found out I was a chick with a dick. So the last girl that actually wanted to make a presence that thought she had a dick didn't have one.
What?
So I will recap this. If Please. You remember on SDR, I've told this story. I met a girl. We made out at the club that we used to go to that we did
Yes, with me.
Lollapalooza. Not Lollapalooza. Pornapalooza.
She-males.
Yes. It was porno, and she was...
oh, we used to hang out and party at She-males?
Yeah. Do you remember we went to Pornapalooza at HQ, and then I met her that night, and then found out after we kissed that she was a trans woman.
Okay.
We had plans for a date, and I told her that I didn't want... I don't think I should go on the date with her.
Why?
I did not want to date a trans woman.
Why? Would you think her dick was going to knock your food
and
off the table?
And then she said
fucking
to
have
me,
a meal, you piece of shit. Does everything have to be sex with you?
She said to me that she thought I would be man enough to handle her.
Yeah.
And then we didn't go on the date. But we're still friends on Facebook.
That's nice.
Jamie, would you have been would you have been throwing Ralph or would you have been receiving Ralph?
I saw him as a potential client. I didn't see him as anything other than him being a man.
Certainly.
Quite honestly.
Which is, she was wrong right there, by the way.
No, I'm saying, though, but do you think, if given the situation came up and Ralph's like, yeah, you know what, I'm curious, I'd like to try this. It's much stranger things have happened. Do you think would his instinct be to just bend over the couch?
He's very disrespectful and too pudgy and greasy.
Well, I am those things. I am all of those things.
I was like very well molded and sculpted, and I didn't want him touching me.
Fair
regardless
enough.
Of how he acted or what he thinks in his mind, he still needs to have some sensibility on cleansingness is next to godliness.
True. Was he a good kisser?
I wonder what she's going to say.
No, he wasn't. He has small lips.
I do have thin lips. I like the banker.
Dude, that had a profound effect on her. She still remembers the kiss.
It was 5 years ago, I guess, at this point. Is that right?
What happened?
Do you want to see if Mary or...
So you guys both didn't get aroused and knock helmets? That'd have been awesome.
No, I did. The thing was, like, I really got sad because I really like Ralph a lot. He's a Sagittarius.
That just took a 180.
No, I know. I really like Ralph. I really like him a lot. And he was such a gentleman, unlike the guys that were there.
Yeah.
I am a gentleman.
You're such a gentleman.
I'm a nice boy.
No, because like I'm a chick with a dick.
So is he.
He was so kind to me and so sweet. Regardless of anything, he paid for my whole bar tab the whole evening. And
well, that's an old military thing. If the chick you're buying, if the chick you're hanging out with has a bigger dick than you, you
measure up on each other.
That's an old Marine game.
Yeah, we learned that in the military.
Hoorah!
Do you want to bring back the other?
Yeah, ask the girls if they have a question, and then we'll go to the last one. Any questions for our young lady here,
Professor?
Do you know Cherie?
It can't. By the way, it cannot involve Chaucer. Whatever your question is,
Walt Whitman. Throw some Walt Whitman. Curvy Mary, a question.
Walt Whitman just talked about masturbation. That's boring.
Mary.
I want Mary should get the first question
to use for this.
Yeah, Mary, you get to jump in first because those martinis are starting to hit the author over there.
So I would like to know who's the better dick sucker.
Me or Ralph?
I would say probably Jay.
Probably me. I bet I would suck dick great. But no, she was saying between Jamie and you.
Oh, I would say probably Jamie.
I can suck dick, but I have an MBA too.
Hell yeah.
I've not
MBA
done. I've not done
dick.
Hey,
I'm wearing so.
Okay.
I got my master's and busting that shit wide open.
Is related to education.
I disagree.
Swallowing is just sort of intuitive. Either
is that
you
Yates?
Swallow or you don't.
Is that Yates you're quoting?
Size of my fist, but it can go down my throat all the way back, and I can tickle the diggly ding like nothing. Mm-hmm. But I'm still wearing Chanel, and I love it. And I have a bachelor's.
Jamie, do you ever crush puss?
I wish I did.
No? You don't? You don't bang chicks ever?
Ew, gross.
Very
Why
sad.
Why would
I? Right, gross. I'm on,
right? You stupid pussies.
All right, Shanoons, we got to move it along. Let's go to the last girl.
I don't know, Jamie. Have you seen Curvy Mary's pussy? Because it's awesome.
Let's go to our last contestant. Our last trip down memory lane.
I have a pussy like a watermelon radish. It's white on the outside, pink on the inside.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
I know this young lady. I'm not going to say anything. Hello, honey.
Is this your child you had in Vietnam? When you were a GI? Ralph, is this your child from when you were in Da Nang?
Yes. Hi, hon. How are you? Long time no see.
I'm good. How are you? Long time
good.
No see.
Do you know who this is, by the way, or no?
Your adopted
daughter?
She's
been on the show.
Is this you and Angelina Jolie's kid?
Yeah, no, she's been on the show. Do you recognize her?
How do I not recognize her? No.
I was on with Victoria Zdrock.
Yeah, way back in the first year of the show.
Oh, wow. So what was the show? Remind me.
It was back when it was still in our in my house. And
Ralph, you don't remember either.
No,
so that's why you're big on it.
I know exactly.
You know, she
I know exactly.
She had hair. And,
I think it's just that there was no concept. We just brought them in to talk to them. It was very early on in the
Jaden.
Jaden, right. There you go.
Was there a connection?
We dated.
You dated?
Briefly, I would say.
Yeah, for a short period of time.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes. Now you dated.
We went on dates. I don't know what you'd call it. What do you call that? When you've hung out with someone. You know, it's
a couple dates is dated.
Yeah.
Did you bang Ralph?
Yes.
Good or bad?
It was all right.
That's fine. Damn, I'll take that. Dude. I'll take all right.
Would you really?
Yeah, all right's great. I'll take all right.
I hate that. Look at Lewis says same thing, dude. I'll take it.
I'm happy with all right.
Lewis, I got to tell you, Ralph is getting housed by these chicks, man. No one enjoyed fucking Ralph. Was he better eating pussy, you think, than earlier described, or was it not that good? Be honest.
Oh, I told him. I want everyone to.
Didn't even do it. Beautiful girl.
I'd leave with that. Look how hot this chick is. I would lead with that.
So hot.
You just present cock and damn, Ralph, you are so much more Jewish than I think you are.
Such a selfish lover.
I really am.
Lewis can't believe it out there.
And Lewis is angry with me.
He's out there. He's making tit hand gestures, Lewis. Did you guys hook up on the first date?
I don't even remember. It's so long ago now.
She remembers every shameful moment.
I think we went out to eat, and that's all that I remember.
Oh, wait, I remember now.
Did you Bill Cosby her?
Was your last boyfriend abusive?
We had dinner first on a first date, and then we went out a few other times. But the first date, nothing happened. That I do remember.
Second date was dessert, though, right, Ralph?
That I remember now. First date, nothing happened. I remember that. And then also, I saw you when I was in California once, too.
Yep.
We shot something together.
We had a photo shoot, I think.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
Did you bang out there?
I don't remember. Did we? We might have.
I don't remember this stuff.
Did we what?
Did we have sex in California also? I don't remember.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't remember.
It's really interesting how many people go back to the well to bang if they're like, it was fine. But I'm not even arguing because Christine's had this in her life too. Sometimes you don't want to rack your numbers up.
Oh, I don't ever think about that.
No, not you.
Oh.
But sometimes the girl doesn't want to rack her numbers up, so she's like, he fucks
fine.
She'll
go back to the well.
Yeah, I'll just go. Like, just not like rack my numbers up with some new dude.
I have one of the pictures that they took.
Oh, God. I'd love to see this. You're going to love it and hate it.
Oh my God.
Oh my Christ.
Wasn't expecting that either.
That's hilarious. You did that and you guys didn't fuck.
I don't remember. I feel like we might have, but I don't remember.
She's saying you didn't.
It's been a long time.
It's so long ago.
Well, it's all relative. I don't know if you saw that picture, but Ralph's a vampire. So
you know, look, this was from that photo shoot. What do you think?
Yeah, I know. Ralph's from, it's not been that long. I mean, it's been that long since
it's 5 years ago. It's 5 years ago, right? It's at least 5 years ago.
He was very Lestat interview with the vampire.
They were.
I forgot why that even happened. All right, do they have any questions for her? Because we got to wrap this up.
I think all three of them ask why.
Yeah, she is beautiful, huh? All pretty girls.
Gorgeous, yeah.
All right, Kirby Mary.
You want to go pop quiz now, Victoria? We got an Asian over here. Go ahead, throw that smart shit around. Go ahead, motherfucker.
Wow, there's a lot going on there. Start with Kirby Mary.
Kirby Mary, question?
She had her hand raised, like, properly.
They say pizza is like sex. Is it New York style, or is it DiGiorno?
Ralph's sex, you mean?
All right,
even
love
when
connection.
It's
bad,
it's good.
Those are two separate questions, I feel.
No, she's saying, she's asking Jaden, is your sex like DiGiorno? Or New York pizza.
But then she said, but even when it's bad, it's good, which would be an irrelevant point.
Well, no, it's sort of the same point. She's saying, but is it microwave pizza that you're like fine with?
Or is it
you put it in an oven. If it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno. You know the phrase.
You're building
all
it up, though. There's
pizza.
I don't get the analogy.
Kirby Mayer, I feel like there's across from that wall is a bunch of other like box covers of like Papa John's and all your favorite pizza people. That'd be great.
No, it's going to be liquor bottles. Get it right.
Hell yeah.
Seriously. If I'm going to be that girl, it's going to be liquor bottles.
Hell yeah.
But seriously, is the sex like New York style pizza, Chicago, or DiGiorno with Ralph?
New city.
Now another city's been added.
Detroit style, grandma, Sicilian.
No, St. Louis. Fucking St. Louis pizza with like,
it's like little
cheese.
It's like Little Caesars. It's small, but there's two of them.
Little Caesars.
It's
yes,
$5.
I don't even know how she's supposed to answer that question.
Like Pizza Hut.
That's
that means reliable, pretty popular. And
I'll tell you what, if you eat it at Pizza Hut, it's
pretty good.
Good.
And it's reliable. It's always there.
Doesn't travel well, though.
Yeah, it doesn't age well.
I do not travel well.
But it reheats like a sumbitch.
All right, let Victoria write. Is that am I right?
Yes, Victoria.
Last question.
You want to see if she can tell you the last molecule to solve nuclear fission?
I have no position on pussies or their relative aesthetic value, but people do say I have the pussy of a teenager. I don't know what that means because I'm entirely heterosexual, but right. I don't have any pizza comments, but pussy of a teenager.
That's a good question. Very good question.
I feel like the professor's had a few too many at this point.
You mean internally or visibly to the naked eye externally?
So I think aesthetics comprises both subjective experience and visual, but I am like, I don't have kids, and I was also celibate for 10 years, and then I sort of became a sex worker, and so my pussy is evidently pleasing to the eye and pleasing to the cock.
Okay. Well, Jaden's a professional. Jaden and Mary, if you would please show your vagina to the panel, I think they would be the judge of that. This is
crazy. I didn't believe it was going to be this easy that I'm going to be the only one who will show their vagina. So you need to have
will and has criteria.
And has, by the way. Real nice, Victoria.
Correct.
That's right, Victoria.
All right, so listen, we have to wrap with you guys picking who you choose. Jaden, thank you so much for being a part of this. You look great. Nice to see you again.
Thank you. It was nice seeing you also.
Nice to see you,
Jaden. Nice to see you, Jaden. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
I'm sorry what Ralph did to you.
I'm sorry that you were so unhappy with my penis.
She was really unhappy with it.
By the way, I will be in New York in March.
All right, well, there we go.
There you go, dude.
Well, I have no say in the matter here, guys. It's up to you two as we wrap up the episode.
This is a no-brainer for me.
I already know who I want to.
I have a feeling I know where you guys are going with this. Yes,
Shannon. Just real quickly, there is one more ex that's here, but she doesn't want to turn her camera on, so it's up to you.
Oh, that's weird.
Well, no.
And that doesn't make any sense.
Who is it? How good is it?
I don't know who.
Do you want me to say your name?
Say their name, and Ralph will tell if it's good enough or not.
The name is Courtney.
Oh, she's beautiful. She was Penthouse Pet of the Year from 2000-something.
Not interested.
She's a sweet girl.
No,
she might say nice things about me.
It's just audio, though.
Yeah, she might say nice things about me. Maybe the only one tonight.
You don't need that anymore.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, it's too late anyway. Tell her thank you.
Okay.
Josh,
it's nice, by the way, that these girls all took time out to come and talk with me. None of them.
Everybody, Victoria, Mary, Nadia, Jamie.
Lewis even came in to talk about my penis.
Lewis is worried about your penis. Jaden. All cool.
Ralph, I love your penis.
Thank you so much. At least one person said something good about my
penis. Ralph, I love your penis.
Your pros love their individual penises. I mean,
you're goddamn
seriously.
Right. True you're bros. Goddamn right. You want me to go first?
Very sweet. You're nice.
I know where this is going.
I already know. I think I'm guessing it's unanimous.
It probably is. Let me give my kind of an explanation
Please.
Of what I say is. Victoria, while lovely and great body, and from what I'm told, pussy of a teenager.
By the way, my desire of pussy really starts at about 20.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. I'm just making
that's a lie.
Just
that's
she
a
said,
fucking lie.
If just because she said pussy.
Yeah, the problem is your pussy's, even as a teenager, your pussy's too old for Ralph. Now, I'm going to go with Curvy Mary because I just have a feeling a couple of martinis in, Victoria's gonna fight you about something.
She's not gonna
what an uneducated dip you are, and she's gonna really feel like she played it down. No.
She's gonna be I'm punching you, me in the face, saying, "I'll tell you about Chaucer, you fucking asshole."
I know about Curvy Mary. I know Curvy Mary has an MBA, and she is too. But she's.
What do you guys know about Edgar Allan Poe?
Yes,
Baltimore.
Baltimore. He had a house here.
The Raven.
The Cask of Amontillado. Mary, but why I'm choosing you is
Santiago. That's the one.
I think you are.
What do you know about Walt Whitman?
I this feel chick's like... just shoving her dick in this conversation.
And I have a 9-inch dick, so I yeah.
Shut up. By the way, show us her it isn't true.
That was the most humbling part. It was like, this chick has a fucking much bigger cock.
Show us her it isn't true. Don't do it for me. Do it for Shannon.
I can't help that I'm uncut and it gets hard when I wake up.
Stop talking about it and show it to us, Jamie, for the love of God.
I need a fuck.
Do it mostly for the doctor, Victoria. This is your consolation
prize. Only for Ralph. It's your secret.
Ralph, it's only you. You've seen it?
I saw it online.
Yeah, right. Online
no,
to your mouth.
No, what happened? You rubbed my back. You rubbed the front before you invited me down. And just offered to buy me a car. Shut up.
It was online to your mouth. I think you can go out with Curvy Mary and have a fantastic conversation, just like you would have with Victoria. But I don't think she's
less chance of getting in a fight.
She's a little more bubbly.
Yeah, she's a little more bubbly. All right, fair enough. And Josh Adam Myers, your thoughts?
I back him 100%.
Okay,
it's Curvy Mary all the way.
Yeah, Ralph.
Deep throat that bong.
I'll tell you what. By the way. Any cum that misses her mouth, Ralph, they're gonna hang a pin up on it.
she's gonna whatever stick it to the wall.
No matter where it goes.
But the thing about that is, like, I swallow. So
by the way,
like
Ken, also I would like to get.
I'm pretty cool that you let Jamie do this from your house.
I'd like to also get some problems. Kathy and I are still friends 30 years later. That says something about me not being horrible.
Yeah, no, when's the last time you guys fucked?
And a threesome Ralph made up.
Kathy, when was the last time we had... Oh, she... Wow. She's that'd have been cool. She just disconnected.
She passed out.
I got it.
Kathy, I don't know if we can talk... I don't remember the last time we had sex. Do you know the last time we had sex, Kathy?
Okay.
He called
I
you
got
Jamie?
Divorced. I got divorced in... Seven years.
Was it Winger's touring guitar?
No, it's got to be more than 7 years ago.
No, because you were so excited, remember?
Okay, I'll go with your memory's always been better than mine.
20 years ago, I followed Deftones for a summer.
I'll take your credit. Really? She always had a better memory than me. So 7 years ago, not bad.
Wait, guys, I don't see the bong anymore.
It was a funny
Mary, is it inside of you? Have you achieved the unachievable?
He didn't remember. He asked
unachievable.
I think we're having three divorced. Separate conversations.
Except for the professor.
I needed a night out. I was divorced for a little while. I needed a night out.
Pretty mama, come and take me
by the head.
By the head, by the head. Pretty mama, dance with
okay.
You
oh, we got to wrap it.
Want to get some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the head.
By the head.
Honky tonk.
Pretty mama,
with your daddy all night long.
Okay. So the winner.
Oh, shit, she was twerking for us.
Oh, she's. Curvy Mary is the winner. Let's do plugs around the room while we wrap this craziness up. We'll start with you, Josh.
500 with Josh Adam Myers. You can find it on all platforms. I'm going through Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums with a bunch of famous people. It's dope. 500podcast.com.
Big Jason.
BigJComedy.com. A bunch of dates coming up, if they happen. But Nashville, closest Nashville, January 14th to the 16th, I believe. No problem. Still happening, even though a Mack truck crashed through the building.
Jesus Christ.
Yesterday.
Into
right in Nate Bargatze's face.
That almost seems like a joke, but that really just happened? That's nuts.
Crazy. Yeah. And but a bunch of Ohio, some things coming up. So Texas, I think.
Are you getting tested weekly when you go on these things?
Yeah.
That's
pretty
crazy.
Pretty much, yeah. I just got Josh has the antibodies. He's immune.
Good for you, man.
Since March.
Listen to Bonfire. Listen to Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network. And follow me on Instagram. A lot of content coming out now on my social media. So
I see that lately. Shanoonies?
Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is. Dang, we talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982.
All right, next week we're going to do like an end-of-year wrap-up. But for the holiday season, it was Jay's birthday just a couple weeks ago. We never actually got to formally say it, I think, on the air. And mine is going to be in a week or two.
Yeah,
so
man.
Happy birthday to both of us. Happy holidays to everyone. Follow me at I Am Ralph Sutton. And it's
most importantly, show business. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Chinooks. They got even a menorah here, I guess. That came from Legion the other night. All the ladies that were part of this evening, thank you so much. And I guess Curvy Mary, I'm seeing you in March. All right, we'll see you next week on the SDR Show.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.